Barney, Barney, Barney. Is this really how you conduct business? Is this really how you... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being so rude. I'm being so very rude. Interrupting you when you're so busy. It's just I couldn't help it. I couldn't help but come over because you were being rather loud. Now, Barney, I'm not telling you how to run your business. I would never, ever be so cheeky. So disrespectful, because, oh, respect is everything, but... However, you were being rather loud. You were bellowing. And when a Balrog bellows, it's hard to ignore, and, oh... It's not very, business-like, is it? Of course, we conduct our businesses very differently, very differently. You are all brute force. No finesse, no charm, which isn't bad. It works for you, but... Look at who you're dealing with. Look at them. See, I was listening in and I was, concerned. I was concerned because the way you're acting, the way you're conducting yourself, it's not respectful. And this... Oh. Well. Sorry, I am. Distracted. I find myself hopelessly distracted. And that's another reason why I had to interrupt. I want to buy you a drink. But before we can do that, we need to conclude this business, don't we, Barney? Oh, Barney, you're shaking. You're just quaking. Or are you shivering or trembling? I'm not quite sure which Balrogs do. It's not often that you see a scared Balrog, is it, Barney? Are you scared, Barney? Because if you're not, then you're dumber than I thought you were. And I think that you're very, very stupid. So, Barney, this debt. I think we don't need to do any more, do we? There's no need for things to be unpleasant. There's no need to be shouty. You don't want me to be unpleasant, do you, Barney? You don't want me to shout. Because when I shout, it's always a little bit messy. Barney, did you just have an accident? Did you just... all over the floor? Oh, Barney, that's just embarrassing. I don't think anyone noticed. Well, I mean, of course they noticed. They're just all pretending not to look because they're not stupid. Now, Barney, why don't you go and get a mop and clean up your mess? We wouldn't want someone to step in it, would we? At least it wasn't the carpet. Off you pop, Barney, off you pop. Oh, don't worry, I'll take care of them. I'm so sorry about that. Barney is a little rough around the edges and a little bit stupid. Doesn't really think before he shouts and makes threats. Wait, did he threaten you? Because if he threatened you, I will... Oh, look, he's making for the exit. Barney, don't leave yet. We might need to have words. And I think he had another accident. Sorry, I shouldn't enjoy that so much. It's just Barney gives gangsters a bad name. I mean, Barney. It's not really a name for a gangster, is it? Especially a Balrog. And, but of course, you don't have to answer my question. You don't even have to stay. You don't have to let me buy you a drink. You are completely free to leave. What about the debt? What about the debt? The debt is cancelled. I mean, it wasn't your debt in the first place. It was your landlady's. I was listening in. You were very eloquent in your negotiations. Unfortunately, Barney doesn't really respond to eloquence. Barney is frightfully old-fashioned. Barney only responds to threats, fear, and violence. But violence is always a last resort with me. Is he scared of me? Oh yes, Barney is terrified of me. In fact, everyone in this club is at least a little bit fearful. But you're not. And you don't have to be. I don't want to scare you. I don't want to inspire fear. Oh, why are they scared of a swan girl? Oh, now that's a very good question. That's an extremely pleasing question. In fact, I think any question you ask me would be pleasing. Am I flirting? A little bit. I'm not just a swan girl. I'm a swan queen. Queen of the underworld. I'm a little bit of a gangster, just enough to, you know, have some sway, some influence, but not enough to be arrested for, because I'm careful and I'm not like Barney. I didn't actually mean for him to have an accident. I think that was more due to the fact that he got tanked up. Barney's got a bit of a problem. It's a shame. Balrogs. I'm so sorry I digress, and you are frightfully attractive. I mean, damn. Oh, wow. I like you. But it's not just the way you look. Though you are exactly my type. It's the way you convey yourself. The way you talk. I've had my eye on you since you walked in, and oh, I like what I see, and I like that you're not scared of me. Because everyone is scared of me. Oh no, not of my heavies, of me. Why would they be scared of a swan girl? Oh darling, you've obviously never seen a pissed off swan. They can do some real damage, they are vicious. And I'm a swan girl and I am... Well, that's business. And this is hopefully pleasure. Of course, this is all up to you. If you want to go, you are free to leave. There's no obligation, no pressure, no manipulation. That's not my style. I'm actually pretty straightforward. I just have boundaries. I have lines that you just don't cross. But that's mostly business. When it comes to pleasure, I am frightfully out of practice. You see, it's not often that people are my type. Unfortunately, people always seem to have an agenda when it comes to me. And I always sniff them out. The undercover cops, the assassins, the small-time criminals looking for a way in. It's all so pedestrian. But you are far from pedestrian. You're sublime. Oh, you're nothing special. Oh, you are so special. And I am hitting on you quite blatantly. What happens if you say no? Nothing. If you say no, I will be sad, but respectful. I won't do anything. Well, I might get a little drunk, but I won't do anything to you. I don't play that game. I don't manipulate. I don't have to. It's not fun for me. For this one girl, everything is black and white. But for this one queen, oh, it's all about shades of grey. But if you say no, that's no. And as much as I want to buy you a drink, as much as I want to know your name, know all about you, I won't push. Because I don't want that kind of... It's all up to you. I want to buy you a drink. I want to buy you a lot of drinks over many nights, not just tonight. I'm not looking to get you drunk. I want to talk to you. I want to hold your hand. I want to take it slow. I want to be honest. You should know what you'd be getting into. I am not a good girl. Oh, I am so, so far from being a good girl. But for you, I would be very, very good. Because I want to be. Not because you give me something. Not because I'm manipulating you. Not because I have some sinister agenda. I don't need to play games. I put my time in. I don't have to anymore. Now, there was a time when I was cutting my teeth, when I was just a foot soldier. Well, I had to play dirty. You don't really have a choice when you're making a name for yourself, but now I don't have a name. I have a title. I am queen. Sorry, I just did that for effect. But look at them. Look at the way they're not looking at me, but are actually looking. There's fear and respect. And a little bit of hate. From Barney. Do you want to see something bad? I mean really bad. I mean a little bit spiteful even. A little bit petty. Oh, you do? Oh, now that's interesting. Did you see Barney? Did you see him jump? Oh no, this is going to do some damage to Barney's reputation. And I do feel bad. Because if it wasn't for Barney, I would not have met you. So I am going to do Barney a bit of a favour. I am not sure what though. Because I find myself rather distracted by you. So, may I buy you a drink? It's up to you. Whatever you want. Whatever you say. This is all your choice. Because I want to buy you a drink. Oh, I want a lot of things, and I want... It doesn't matter what I want. All that matters is what you want. So, tell me, pretty. Because you are awfully pretty. How about that drink?